This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A law that would allocate billions of dollars to medical aid and medical research is moving through the Senate this week after quickly getting through the House of Representatives. And while this is a rare moment of broad bipartisan support, some critics warn that parts of this bill give pharmaceutical and medical device companies a sweetheart deal. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
$5 billion. That's how much money would go to address issues that really matter, says Ellie Dahoney with Research America.
It sounds trite, but if you really want to launch a cancer moonshot, you need fuel.
It's called the 21st Century Cures Act. The bill also pours money into mental health and cash to help states combat opioid abuse. Only 26 people in the House voted against it, and you might wonder why they would. Here's Dr. Reshma Ramachandran from Johns Hopkins.
It basically allows for drugs and devices to be approved much more quickly without any sorts of real FDA oversight like we have right now.
Ramachandran says that could lead to a run-up of new drugs and medical devices that might be expensive with limited impact on patients' health. The measure will probably have a tougher time in the Senate, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren gave us a preview.
When the American voters say that Congress is owned by big companies, this bill is exactly what they're talking about.
Expect plenty of bruising rhetoric, but probably not so many changes. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.